Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Graham Dingle Foundation is celebrating 10 years of teaching life skills to young people in Marlborough, and they're celebrating by pushing as many Marlburians out of a plane as they can. Marlburians, is that really the word? Okay. The event's called Drop for Youth, and Graham Dingle Foundation Marlborough General Manager Calvin Watt joins me now. Hi, Calvin.
Hi, Jesse. How are you going?
Good. Nice to meet you. What are you celebrating here exactly?
One of our programs, so our Kiwi Can program, has been in local schools every week for the last 10 years. So it's always a good reason to, a decade of running a program in a community is definitely a good reason to celebrate.
What is that program exactly?
So it focuses on teaching primary age kids about respect, resilience, integrity, positive relationships. And we have delivery staff that are out in those schools doing sessions with every student in the school on a weekly basis. So there's a lot of schools. We're in over half the young people in Marlborough in this program every week. And most young people now, after being there for 10 years, they've had it every day of their primary school life, I guess.
Does it do much good? Can you tell the effect that it's having?
The feedback that we get from the principals, the teachers, the whānau, absolutely. And I guess it speaks volumes that more and more of our schools are wanting to be involved every year. Over the last 10 years, we've had requests and been able to meet up with the demand of another, you know, one, two, three schools that have wanted the program.
What is the kaupapa of Graham Dingle Foundation? What is the point of what you do?
In a nutshell, it's building connections. I mean, the tagline that we have is overcoming obstacles, helping young people to overcome their obstacles. And that's through connection. So I think it's all about building connection with young people amongst themselves, with mentors. It flows through. There's a number of different programs that we run from age 5 right through to 25. And so, but what really flows through each one of our programs is developing those often face-to-face connections that, you know, over the years it has become more and more relevant today more than ever, really. Yeah.
Why is there a need for you? Why isn't that stuff covered by family and school?
Sure, and it is. Like, definitely families do their best and schools do their best, and obviously schools have their values, and it's right up there. I guess we just accentuate it and prioritise it even more. And what the schools tell us is actually having this defined time with these energetic delivery staff coming in, that just prioritises it. I don't know about you, Jesse, but even I remember way back, if you've got those external people coming in, it just really prioritises and makes, that must be really important. So I feel that absolutely the community is all about teaching young people values or making that important, but yeah, it just prioritises that, takes it up another level, and it really helps teachers. Teachers tell us, hey, what happens in KiwiCan, we reiterate it and we bring it back up during the rest of the school week. And then back, because it's an ongoing weekly program, it just helps highlight and say, hey, actually learning about, integrity, doing the right thing even when no one is watching, hey, that's actually really important. Let's talk about that. Let's do activities about that as well.
Yeah, and that all sounds good. Resilience and integrity, they're quite conceptual terms. Could you give us an example of what you actually do on the ground with these kids that helps and, you know, to, I guess, give them these lessons?
It's all activity based. So it's not, yeah. Our delivery staff are super creative. They come up with their lesson plans every week, and it's about knowing the young people, like, because they're playing with them in the playground at lunchtime. They get to know their names, they know who they are, and they think about creative activities. It could be drama, it could be, games, could be lots and lots. It's all of those energizing activities, but there's a meaning behind it. So there'll be a pre-discussion and then a reflection, and then it grows on it every week throughout the year, and it reflects on it later in the year as well.
Well, after 10 years, some of those early primary school kids must be young adults now, or adults out and about in the world and hopefully using some of those skills.
Yeah, and we actually had a supporters evening a couple of weeks ago, and we had a couple of young people that had been through KiwiCan, they'd been through our mentoring program in the college, and they were actually now mentors, mentoring other young people through that program as well. So, and they reflected on the difference that KiwiCan had made in their younger years, and actually given them the confidence to take on leadership roles and responsibilities, and reflecting on, hey, actually integrity, that is really important. And in their decision-making in later years, they reflected on how important that was to hear early in their life. So it's really rewarding when you hear that sort of thing being reflected back by young people that have carried it on in their later life. So,
for sure. You actually got Infometrics, the economic consultancy, to look at the value of what you were doing. What did you find?
$10.50 is the impact. So for every $1 invested in the Graham Dingle Foundation program throughout the country, there's a $10.50 return to New Zealand. That's the economic impact of our program. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not the whiz behind that was dealing with all the spreadsheets that's behind it, but it's looking at the long-term impact of our programs on these young people. What are the positive flow-on effects, and what are the reduction in the negative flow-on effects from these programs? And yeah, $10.50, it's pretty incredible. That's what we're really heartened. So that was just released in the last week or so.
Now, what's this about pushing people out of planes?
Are you keen, Jesse? we are doing a fundraiser, and we've done it for a number of years. So this year we're doing Drop for Youth, and it's a way for the community to get involved with supporting us. So 2 years ago, we set an ambitious target to get 100 Mulberrians to jump out of a plane. 104 ended up doing it. This year, we thought, let's just see how we go. And after 2 weeks, we've already got 55 people signed up to get involved.
So, oh, great.
It's great. There's a great level of community support behind it, and it's just a good bit of fun, good bit of banter as well.
Of course, you're in a region of New Zealand with a proud aviation history. Is someone donating the flights and that sort of stuff, are they?
Able Tasman Skydive. So we actually have to travel over the hill to Motueka to make it happen, but those guys are super behind us. They give us a charity raise, and we make a big day of it, or possibly even 2 days, depending on how many people. But we all go over there, and it's just a great community feel. Everyone's heading over the hill and having fun watching people step outside of their comfort zones for the day.
Do you all do it on the same day?
Yeah, we make an event out of it. So 2 years ago, we had to do it over a weekend because we had over 100 people. So your groups of teachers there and students and young people, lots of supporters going over on buses. So, yeah, it's just a good celebration to the whole event.
How many, what's your max? What's your max number of people?
I don't know what there is. I'll have to talk. But, we can go as high as we want to. I think, really, it's all about we want to do more days than we would. So
Gosh. We're
just keen to get as many people involved as possible. And really heartened. Like this year, I think we've got lots of, even the young people are really getting behind it. Groups of young people which is really heartening. Like they're seeing the benefits and they want to give back, so to be part of it.
How much are you hoping to raise?
It would be amazing. Say if we got over 100 people, what's that? If they're raising, so minimum fundraising target is $1,000 or $1,010. So That would be incredible if we could fundraise 100K.
I got it. So I tell everyone I'm doing the skydive and then people pledge money and I fundraise on your behalf. Great. 100,000, but they keep you going for a while?
For a bit. So we're reaching almost, last year we reached almost 5,000 young people across the region. So it'll definitely help. Clearly it's a tough time doing the bringing these charitable organisations together. So it will help massively to keep things rolling throughout the year.
Good stuff. Where are we sending people to sign up?
So it's Drop for Youth Marlborough. I think I'll flick through. I think
your website, right? dinglefoundation.org.nz, or we can put a link on our website.
There's a fundraising page website that I think put there. Yeah.
Okay, we'll connect you with Rachel, our producer, our fine producer, so people can find it direct from RNZ. And thanks for your time today. Good luck.
Thanks, Jesse.
That's
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.